Hello and welcome to the Plante Moran podcast series on cloud strategies for higher education. This is Donna Fredolino, and I'm joined today by Plante Moran colleagues who work closely with higher education institutions. With me are Alex Brown, Shri Chalasani, and Kyle Masita. These are all part of our information technology and cybersecurity practices and bring a lot of useful insight and information to our podcast series today. As a team and also individually, we're frequently asked to kind of give observations or talk about background and trends related to how higher ed institutions can make good use or best use of cloud solutions and infrastructure. So we kind of sat down and we prepared some of our thoughts to present those through this series, organizing it into four topical areas that you can listen to. First, we're going to cover understanding and planning your cloud strategy. And other podcast topics are going to cover our take on cloud providers and implementation projects, moving through operational activities, including service level agreements and metrics and how to manage or work with cloud providers. And finally, some of the special issues related to cybersecurity in the cloud. And this really comes out of a lot of what we're hearing and seeing through campus engagements and just talking with people. We see there's just a bunch of questions that they have, and maybe what we can do to get us started is, Kyle, you can maybe outline some of those, and we can all just chat about them a
bit. Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the first questions we hear is, you know, what's driving interest in the cloud? So is that looking at improving student outcomes? Are we trying to leverage cloud for research innovation? Are we just trying to save money by efficiency of infrastructure or staff? That combined with trends, you know, folks want to look at, institutions don't want to be behind the curve, so a lot of them are often looking at what are those trends, both good and bad. So is it providing efficiency or are there trends that are focused around cybersecurity and privacy and what are those trends and, you know, how do they adapt and consider those? You know, how can they understand their options? You know, there's a lot of different things that you can do with the cloud and institutions struggle with, you know, how do I see what's out there and how do I know what to pick or what not to pick? How do I plan for that? You know, because the cloud is, it's more than just a technology, it's a strategy. So you have, trying to accurately plan and make sure you've got enough runway for that. And, lastly, how do they stay educated and up to date on everything? Things change so quickly. How should they be going to the cloud? How do I know? What information can I use to help make these decisions? So we see this a lot.
And I think the business model and the changing business model for higher education is such a key driver in this. With the soaring cost of student debt into the trillions of dollars now, and also, the expectations of all of our stakeholders for a cost-competitive degree program, we are getting a lot of pressure on the IT side of the business to reduce cost. And that leads, I think, to looking at infrastructure as a way of trying to do some cost containment and some cost control. And that's some of the background to the desire to look at cloud computing. But a lot of people throw that term around, and I think they don't really necessarily understand what that is. So,
there's lots of flavors of cloud, right?
You've got to help us out there.
Yeah.
Sure. When you look at trying to define a cloud, it is a very nebulous term. Because many people have many definitions. If you ask 10 people, they probably have 10 definitions. And probably from their perspectives, they're probably right. So coming up with a universal definition of a cloud is a little bit of a challenge. So, but having said that, probably from a broadest sense, a cloud can be viewed as a system, an application, or a process that an organization such as our higher ed could use as a utility, but it is managed and provided by somebody else. That at the highest level, that's what a cloud is. And from there, you can take multiple variations of that, whether you're trying to leverage an application, a system, a process, or a system of processes there. So they have multiple definitions there. So, but in when you look at the cloud itself, it is a virtual entity. That's from my point of view, we look at cloud as a totally virtual entity. It is a collection of physical systems, applications, processes, and often people that are often packaged together and provide you a service that you are essentially a user of a utility. Now, once you take it one step further down, then you can look at what are the different types of cloud models. You have a private, public, and a hybrid models. A public in the sense, when we say public, it is really a physical system that is logically divided so that multiple people can use it. So you have multiple tenants leveraging the same resource.
Is that like an apartment complex?
Apartment complex,
right?
Absolutely. So there'll be some common systems. Your cooling and heating systems mm-hmm. could be common, but you all have your own spaces in there. So that is a public. The private is you're owning your own home. You're the only tenant in that home, and everything is secure, private, and you're the only person there. Then you got the hybrid model, which is a combination of the public and the private. So you can look at it as a condo model, where you have your private spaces and your public spaces, where there are certain systems that are exclusive for you and certain systems that you're leveraging a more common resource. So going one step deeper into what are some of the key characteristics of a cloud, there are really five key characteristics. One is the on-demand capabilities, mean that as a user, I should be able to turn up or turn down whichever service I want. The elasticity, meaning that I should be able, for the types of services I have prescribed, I should be able to burst, meaning that if I, especially in higher ed where we see this happening.
I'm thinking registration.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, that
registration,
2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Registration,
yeah.
Or you have a lot of research data where you need a massive amounts of compute power or storage power to quickly crunch data. And you put that into
it. So I don't want to buy.
You don't want to buy that. You want to rent all that computing space. You do that for a short period of time, and then you're done. And this next one is a measured service, meaning that I should only be charged for what I'm using. Again, it goes against that operational versus capital. You are only paying for what you use, as opposed to building it and then hoping that you'll use it someday.
And amortizing that over time, right?
Exactly.
It's a huge layout, mm-hmm. I think, for many institutions.
And then the fourth one is really from a broadband network access. Because a lot of things that we're talking has to have broadband access, meaning that high-speed network access. And the final piece is resource pooling, giving us the ability to change the types of resources we pull in and out of our cloud model.
So you have some flexibility, right? You're not, as opposed to traditional, where you buy something and you have it. You know, you've got that Chevy truck, and you always use that truck for everything when you might need a small sedan or something, right?
But fundamentally, I mean, what this all comes down to is a really different way of conducting our business. And I hear so many times the concerns expressed on campus about the control that they have today when they have it all behind locked doors, when the only staff that touch that system are their team members, and really believing that that is the only way in which they can truly achieve the level of security that they're looking for. And I guess this is where we'd really turn to you, Alex, because this is your area of specialized expertise. And I'm sure you are participating in these conversations as well and teeing up the reason for why people should at least contemplate cloud and how to approach that in the best way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk a lot to our clients about, you know, the security. And I mean, really, at the end of the day, it comes down to we find the biggest challenge is planning security up front. A lot of clients look at, as Kyle and Tria talked about, the capability model, you know, and the type of cloud, but security kind of becomes the afterthought. You know, who's going to have rights to it, or even the level of type of roles I want to issue with that. So by far, the key part component is the planning for it. I mean, how am I going to manage the right role or access, and what type of vendor privileges am I going to allow? You know, so Shri had talked about the different tenant aspects. Well, you know, do I have my data parked right next to an illegal gambling site on the same tenancy model? You know, so thinking through the type of questions to kind of put into the vendor contract, from who has rights on that side, and what permissions am I going to allow? And on the internal side, we look at security and say, you know, hey, well, what are my policies to enforce that type of security? Am I going to have to revamp a lot of my security policies and procedures? Absolutely. It's a new technology, and those considerations usually get lost along the way in terms of that type of of planning aspect. And the other thing, too, is from a security activity and logging, you know, who has and what are they doing type of model. Do we have the right audit trails in place? Have we established the type of tracking? You know, what type of monitoring, reporting capability from security side are we going to include? And then I think the other thing, too, is in securing the integrity of the data as we move it across. So we have the security cloud and the virtualization, that's great, and we're migrating. How do we ensure that that integrity model is capable of protecting that transition? So a lot of that is all part of the context of thinking through, you know, as we look at, in addition to what Kyle and Shri have said, the capability or the type, how we're going to protect the data. Again, you know, it's kind of the old analogy of, you know, if it were your child, you know, who am I turning my child over to from a virtual standpoint, right? So this is their data. So who am I turning my data over to? Do I know, you know, how it's protected? Do I know who has it? Do I know what they're doing with it? Is my data onshore or offshore? You know, those key questions. So
she would have this conversation early in the planning process.
Absolutely.
When you're mapping
what
applications and systems are going to the cloud,
right?
Security should be part of that dialogue.
Should absolutely walk hand in hand with the vendor contract, exactly.
So, because that's probably one of the biggest barriers, at least people see, is barriers to the cloud computing environment is security. It's always used as a, rightfully so, as a weekend. We don't trust the cloud enough to be secure.
Right.
But are you saying that with the proper due diligence, the cloud is a fairly safe environment?
Yeah, with the proper due diligence, it definitely is a value source. Again, we're using the example of for the right reason, for the right purpose, is definitely a valuable resource. But once again, with that thought being up front, right? So where we planned it out, it tends to be more effective. When we leave or don't consider certain elements, we allow for gaps, we allow for holes, we allow for things to happen, much like any other application that we're installing, we have to kind of think it through from a security standpoint.
Well, what I hear you saying is really with the right protections.
That's correct.
Thought of up front. And,
yep.
And I think that sets a great tone for this first session, which has really been on high-level issues associated with understanding and planning.
Right.
And I know we'll come back to much more detail about cyber as we continue through this series. But we really want to thank everyone for listening today. This has been our first in a series of podcast topics covering cloud and cybersecurity for higher education. We hope that you'll continue to listen to the rest of the series, and we appreciate your listening.
Thank you again for joining us today. And for more information on higher education, please visit highered.plantmoran.com. Thank you.